countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Now, this weekend sees the return of the Allianz Football League, and for the first time in 3 years, the league looks set for a conventional, uninterrupted run after two COVID-interrupted seasons. The crowds are back and the water breaks are gone, so a lot to look forward to. The GA's wings spread far and wide, and as we get set for a brand new season, what about Gaels across the world? Well, on the line now from Oman, we have Ciarán Cundallan from Clan na Homan in Oman. Ashley Gray is with Gary Owen GAC in Melbourne, and Paddy Reynolds is in Helsinki with the Helsinki Harps Club. Good morning and good afternoon and good evening to you all. Ciarán, I'm going to go to you first there in Oman. You're originally from Shercock in County Cavan. What took you out to the Middle East?
Well, first of all, good morning, Davian. Great to be on the show. So predominantly, like most people out here, I came out to Oman for work purposes. So I graduated in 2016 in Ireland. Took a bit of a shot at a job out here that year and thought, sure, I'll stay for a year or 2 years maybe and come back home. And nearing 6 years later, I'm still out here, so something must have gone right. But I suppose a big part of that was being part of the GAA club here, as you mentioned, Clan na Homan. It's a unique community to have and to be involved in. And yeah, a huge part of why I stayed for as long as I have.
And would you have many members?
So we're quite a small club. We have about 40 or 50 members, which I suppose makes us one of the smaller ones in the Middle East region. But that, I suppose, gives us a unique sense of togetherness and community. So we have, everyone knowing each other on a very personal level within the club. We're a small, tight-knit bunch going to tournaments or going training or engaging in social activities. So not only do we have an Irish element to our club, but because the Irish community is quite small here, we reach out to the local Omanis and also expats of all sorts of nationalities. So not only do we have that connection to home, we're spreading the GAA gospel to, British, Americans, Syrians. We even have a Palestinian involved in our team this year, South Africans. So it's a great thing to be part of and kind of like a second family, that home away from home that we always want to have.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So great for the homesickness as well, I presume, for all the thousands of Irish expats living abroad that can join a local GA club. Just before I move to Ashley, how have the last 2 years been disrupted for you, Ciarán? Because you would travel a lot for tournaments in the Middle East.
Of course, yes. So we take part in the Middle East GAA League, which is based across 7 countries and 16 clubs. So normally we'd be travelling, to the UAE or to Bahrain or Qatar for various tournaments. We were actually meant to travel yesterday to a tournament in the United Arab Emirates. And unfortunately, our team had a COVID outbreak, so we've had to sit this one out. But over the past 2 years, yes, it has been pretty tough, trying to keep hold of members when there's been no action. The rules in Oman have sort of fluctuated between lockdowns and curfews and out of lockdowns again very suddenly. So it's been very hard to establish ourselves. But since September, things have remained fairly stable, which has sort of allowed us to rebuild the club, get a membership up and running again, and to really enjoy the games we all love. So thankfully, things are going pretty okay at the moment. We've rebuilt the club and hopefully going to continue building it into the future.
Yeah, and I believe it's very hot there, about 40 degrees at the moment, so you'll fairly sweat in training. Ashley, I know you're a big Dubs fan. Good evening to you there in Melbourne. Tell me a little bit more about the club there.
Oh, thanks very much. So I play for a club called Gary Owen in Melbourne, and we're one of 6 clubs. We've lots of players that we can get involved to all the clubs, and we've about 160 members. We're probably the third largest club in Melbourne, and it started off by being men's football, hurling and ladies football. But actually, just before COVID had its little outbreak, we were lucky enough to set up our first camogie team, because Melbourne has only ever had 2 camogie teams, and the competition was getting a little bit dried out. People were sick playing the same people all the time. So we were very proud to be able to launch our new camogie team in Gary Owen. So it's been great to have a bit of new blood and a bit more excitement as well with the club overall.
Yeah, playing each other, getting sick of it, it's a bit like playing the Connacht Championship. But anyway, maybe that'll change in the future.
Now, well, absolutely. And sure, that's what happens, Yeah. I'm sure with COVID everywhere, and just interesting listening to Ciarán there, when we lost a lot of players over here at the beginning over the last 2 years. It's been quite difficult to get the competitions to keep playing and, you know, seeing the Allianz League kind of returning back to normal back home. We have that same vibe over here now. Competitions, our leagues just are going to start off now in February here in Melbourne. But it's interesting, we've kind of got players that have had to really kind of put the boots on over the last 2 years, and it's been a bit of a struggle, but we're hoping we can get some new players out from Ireland and get some new blood and new faces and grow the community a bit bigger over here this year. So real great excitement for us.
Yeah, and we know the weather is good in Melbourne at the moment. It's very hot in Oman, probably not so much in Helsinki, where Paddy Reynolds, originally from Leitrim, is. Paddy, good morning to you. What's membership like in the club in Helsinki Harps?
We are a relatively small club also, maybe about 40 to 50 members at a max. And it would be a split 50-50 between Irish and then people from all over the world. So it's I think that's the one thing that keeps us all kind of going, and it's the community spirit, as was mentioned before, the people coming from all different walks of life and all different countries, and local Finns and people from Peru and Italians and Australians, and it's just a great mix of people all kind of just having fun. I think that's the one thing about when it's a small club, we can have fun, so we can more so maybe sometimes the fun aspect gets lost from Gaelic football and hurling back in Ireland, but I think that's our big emphasis on here. And when it's fun, people enjoy coming out to training when we can train, when there's no snow on the ground.
And when you're training, you know, do you play Gaelic football and hurling, or do you play a sort of a hybrid?
Well, we've always been a football club, but last year we had our first ever game of hurling. We had a little GA tournament in August, and we had the first game of hurling in Finland was on. And if people are interested, if you head over to our YouTube channel, there's a lovely little documentary on there about all of the activities and how it was put together. But that's, you know, it just takes a few people with a bit of interest. Obviously, being from Leitrim, it's not exactly a big hurling stronghold, so I wouldn't be the biggest hurling person. But it just takes one or two people to come in and have a bit of energy and excitement, and it gets people going. And we have like so many people from all over interested in playing hurling, so hopefully this year we will have our hurling team and go to get involved in an actual proper tournament, maybe a Nordic tournament, because we play in the Nordic region, the Nordic GEA, so with teams from Sweden and Norway and Denmark. And hopefully when restrictions have eased, we will get out and get travelling to one of the Nordic countries when we've set the dates for get back playing competition and tournaments, and I think because that's what it's about, travelling to cities all over the Nordic region and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, well, you're originally from Leitrim, and Ciarán, you're from Cavan, and you both play against each other tomorrow in Division 4 of the National Football League, a game I might go to, who knows. But are you able to keep in touch, you know, with matches at home, and will you be looking forward to following your native county now over the next 2 weeks?
I always keep an eye on the scores, definitely. I suppose it's so easy now with like social media, and you just pop on and you can see what the updates of the scores. I might I'll pop on the radio maybe on a Sunday and have a little listen to see who's playing and stuff like that. During the summer when the championship comes around, we always try to have a little bit of we get together as a club, and we'll watch the games maybe in the TV, especially if they're on a Saturday evening. It's nice to go for a few beers and watch the games and stuff like that. But it's nice to get it gets people, maybe especially when you have a lot of people who aren't native GAA players or from Ireland, so it's nice to get them to see the games being played. So we share always share footage and stuff like that, so it's good.
And Ciarán?
Yes, exactly. I'd say the same there. For us as well, as here, GAA Go has been a revolutionary idea over the past number of years. It's made watching games so easy. I don't think the Leitrim Cavan game is on TV now tomorrow, so Shannon side or Northern side might have to be tuned into come Sunday at 2 o'clock. But it is a great thing to kind of watch and follow your county at home, as was said there. You know, get newcomers to the game, seeing what the game is like back in Ireland, because often across the world we might play a slightly different variation of the rules compared to at home. And then also, I suppose, just for the All-Ireland finals, which are huge things to experience, whether you're at home or abroad, to beam in and to watch them is a great thing to feel part of too.
And Ashley, I mean, you've had a bonanza over the last 10 years following the ladies and men's teams with the Dubs.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I know a few players, especially from the ladies' side. So there's nothing more exciting for us to be able to follow them over here. GAA Go is a massive, great success for everyone to stay in touch with. But it's interesting. We often find a lot of our players here, because there's so many of us, will often know one or two players from each of the county teams. And there's great rivalry that happens in our WhatsApp groups, keeping an eye on the league, and especially when the championship comes on. And you get to hear about kind of people's county games that they've played in the past, and it brings up great memories and good involvement. And that's how we kind of stay on top of our store, on top of all the games and scores throughout the league, is through all the WhatsApp communications that we have.
Right. Listen, it's been wonderful chatting to you all from all corners of the world this morning. Keep the GAA flag flying where you are. That's Kieran Cundillan from Clonmacnoise in Oman. Ashley Gray is with Gary Owen GAC in Melbourne. And Paddy Reynolds is with the Helsinki Harps Club. The best of luck to all of you.